Title: Noise Sweeps with Stock Devices for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. All right, let's dial in some proper drum and bass transition energy using nothing but Ableton stock devices. We're talking noise sweeps that feel like pirate radio, rave tape, and big system momentum. These are the effects that make a drop feel inevitable, without adding more drums or musical clutter. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. Think in jobs, not just sounds. A sweep can announce a section change, fill a gap, add brightness and perceived loudness, or create that vacuum right before impact. If you know the job, the sound design choices become obvious. Step 0. Setup. Set your project tempo to something DNB standard, like 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is fine. Create a MIDI track called Noise Synth. Also make an audio track called FX Noise, if you want a place to print or resample later. And I highly recommend a return track called FX Verb, because we're going to use reverb like a controlled weapon. Big in the build, gone at the drop. On your FX Verb return, drop hybrid reverb. Pick a small to medium hall. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Then do a high cut around 8 to 10k so it doesn't get painfully shiny. Cool. Leave it there for now. Now let's build the first tool. A clean white noise riser. This is the standard tension ramp that works in basically any DNB subgenre. A noise synth. Add operator. In operator, go to oscillator A and choose noise white from the waveform list. Turn the level down to about minus 12 dB to start. Noise gets loud fast, and beginners almost always start too hot. We're going to automate excitement, not just slam volume. Now your amp envelope. We want it smooth. Set attack to somewhere like 5 to 20 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay around a second is fine. Sustain can stay up, and release around 200 to 600 milliseconds so it tails out musically instead of chopping. Now the sweep itself. Add auto filter after operator. Choose a low pass filter, LP24. Set resonance around 20 to 35%. Think edge, not tea kettle whistle. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. That drive is a secret sauce for urgency, especially at DNB tempos. Now automate the auto filter frequency. If you're doing a 1-bar riser, start around 200 to 400 Hz and sweep up to about 10 to 14 kHz. If it's a 4-bar riser, you can start even lower, like 120 to 250 Hz, and end around 12 to 16 kHz. And here's a key teacher tip. Don't draw the automation as a straight line. Use an exponential curve so it rises slowly at first and then accelerates near the end. That acceleration is what your brain interprets as, oh no, the drop is coming. Next, control the mess. Add EQ to after auto filter. High pass it around 100 to 200 Hz to remove rumble. Noise has fake low end that eats headroom and makes the drop feel smaller. If the sweep gets spitty or painful, try a tiny dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Just a couple dB can turn hiss into air. Then add utility. Widen it a bit. Width around 120 to 160%. Wide risers feel bigger. But here's the contrast trick. Automate the width to narrow slightly right at the drop. For example, 140% down to 105%. When the drop hits and your drums and bass come in wide again, it feels even wider by comparison. Now send it to the return reverb. Bring up the send to FX verb somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and automate that send upward into the last beat, then cut it hard at the drop. That cut is crucial. If the reverb tail smears over the first kick and snare, the drop loses punch. Arrangement-wise, this clean riser usually lives in the last 1 to 4 bars before the drop, often alongside a snare build. Cool! Now we're going to make it sound like it's coming through a dodgy transmitter, the Pirate Radio Sweep. Duplicate your noise synth track and rename it Noise Pirate. On auto filter, switch from low pass to band pass. BP12 or BP24 both work. BP24 tends to feel more focused and intense. Set resonance higher now, like 30 to 55%, and push drive more, like 4 to 10 dB. For automation, don't always sweep to 16K. Pirate energy often lives in the mids and high mids. Try sweeping from around 300 Hz up to 6 or 8 kHz. That narrower radio band feels intentional and gritty, and it won't fight your hats as much. Now add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. This makes the sweep denser and more forward without just turning it up. After that, add redux. Careful here, tiny moves go a long way. Try downsample around 2 up to 6, and bit reduction around 10 to 14. If it starts sounding like a broken video game, back it off. We want crust, not novelty. Now let's add movement. Auto pan, but used as tremolo. Drop auto pan after redux. Set phase to 0 degrees. That makes it amplitude modulation instead of left-right panning. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Amount around 15-35%. And automate amount so it increases toward the drop, like 10% up to 35. That rising modulation reads like signal instability, which is very pirate radio. Now the radio EQ trick. At EQ 8 after that, high pass around 200-400 Hz, low pass around 6-9 kHz, then add a small peak boost, maybe 2-4 dB, around 1.5-2.5 kHz. That's the transmission presence zone. Placement idea. This works great in the two bars pre-drop or in call and response with vocal chops and drums. Keep it tucked though. Remember the gain staging rule. It should be ignorable at the start and only feel present at the end. Now let's build the downlifter. This is the suck out or reverse energy that makes space for impact. Fast option. Make a reverse downlifter from your riser. Take your clean riser clip. Duplicate it. If you want it as audio, freeze and flatten the track so it becomes an audio clip. Then hit reverse in clip view. Now you've got a downlifter that naturally lands into impacts. If you want to keep it MIDI instead, automate the filter down. Start the auto filter frequency high, around 12-16 kHz, and sweep down to 200-500 Hz. Then also automate utility gain down slightly at the end, like 0 dB down to minus 6 dB. That feels like the sound is being pulled away, not just filtered. DNB placement. Downlifters are perfect right before a fill ends, or half a bar before the drop to create that vacuum moment. Next tool, the tape airbed. This is subtle, but it makes tracks feel alive, like an old rave recording. The trick is you shouldn't hear noise. You should miss it when it's gone. Duplicate a noise track again and rename it noise bed. In operator, lower the noise level a lot. Start around minus 24 dB. On auto filter, make it a high pass around 4-6 kHz so it's only air. Keep resonance tiny, like 0-15%. For character, you can add vinyl distortion. Keep it light. Tracing model around 2-4. Drive around 0.5-2, or if you want cleaner control, use saturator gently instead. Now automate the volume in phrases. Slight lift in build-ups, slight dip when hats and rides are already busy. This is important. One sweep, one lane of focus. If your drum top end is already sizzling, keep your noise more mid-focused or keep it quieter in the highs. Now some common mistakes to avoid, because these will instantly make your mix feel amateur. 1. Too loud, too early. Noise FX should support the drums, not replace them. Start quieter than you think. A useful target is, in the build, peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dB-ish, and only in the last beat do you let it get up near minus 10 to minus 6 dB-ish. 2. Not filtering. Unfiltered noise will fight hats, snares, and vocals. High pass and low pass like it's non-negotiable. 3. Resonance too high. If it whistles like a synth lead, back it off or tame it with EQ. 4. Leaving reverb on at the drop. Cut the send. Don't smear the impact. 5. Stereo width in the low mids. If your noise has low content and it's wide, it can destabilize the drop. High pass it, and manage width with utility. Now let's do a couple pro style upgrades, still stock, still beginner friendly. First, sidechain the noise to the kick or drum bus. This is the rolling DNB glue. Put compressor on the noise track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick or drum group as input. Ratio around 4-1. Attack 1-5 ms, release around 80-150 ms. Aim for 2-5 dB of gain reduction. Now the sweep pumps with the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Second, do a two-stage riser for more DJ tape drama. In bars 1-3, make the filter rise slow with lower resonance. In bar 4, jump the resonance and drive a bit, and make the curve steeper. It feels like someone's pushing the fader harder right before the drop. Third, try a step sweep. Instead of a smooth filter curve, draw little stair steps every eighth note. That manual feel is super yummy and pirate. Fourth, the micro gap. In the final 1/16 note before the drop, hard mute the noise. Even just a tiny hole. That silence makes the drop hit feel bigger than any extra distortion ever will. Optional spice, FM radio flutter. Put frequency shifter after your filter and distortion. Use ring mod mode. Set fine really low, like 10-40 Hz, and blend subtly. It adds unstable transmitter shimmer. Now let's do a quick mini exercise to lock this in. Make a 32-bar loop, intro into build into drop. In bars 29-32, put a 4-bar clean riser with a low-pass sweep up. In bars 31-32, layer the pirate sweep quietly underneath, band pass plus redux. In the last half bar before the drop, add a downlifter, either reversed audio or a sweep down. Automate three things. Riser volume from about minus 18 up to minus 6 across the build. Reverb send up into the last beat, then hard cut it at the drop. Utility width from around 140% down to about 105 right at the drop. Then resample the full build to audio. This is where you get control. Trim fades, reverse tiny bits, slice it into fills. Resampling is how you turn a patch into a weapon you can reuse. Final recap to lock it. Operator noise plus auto filter automation is the core technique. Clean risers are wide, filtered, and controlled. Pirate sweeps come from bandpass focus, saturation, redux, and that narrow radio EQ. Reverb is for scale, but you cut it at the drop to keep drums punching. And if you want it heavier, sidechain it, distort with restraint, and use contrast tricks like the micro gap. If you tell me your target vibe, jungle, rollers, neuro, or liquid, I can suggest three sweep recipes with the exact frequency focus so they sit perfectly with that style's drum tone.